New research shows that 1 in 5 people across Lincolnshire class themselves as smokers. This is just above the national average. The British Heart Foundation released this information and urged all smokers across the county to visit their local pharmacy and get help quitting this cancerous habit ahead of Stop Smoking Day on March the 11th. I'm also part of this statistic. After almost 10 years of smoking, I've decided I'm tired of my yellow fingertips, my stained teeth, my bad breath, the obvious toll on my wallet, and of course, this bad cough. So I went down to see what was actually on offer and to see what National Quit Day was all about. Emily Toyne is a Phoenix Stop Smoking consultant.
It is all about like, having a quit date and stopping, not cutting down or anything like that. It is literally just you pick a quit date and then Phoenix will stick with you for about a month after that as kind of support through it and things. And then we do kind of like prescriptions as well. So I'll write like a dummy prescription type thing that they then have to take to their doctor and get it changed to a green NHS one.
Many people are often confused or even worried about applying, but after going through the process myself, I can say that it's not as scary as you'd think.
Initially, I have to kind of get like a bit of a background on them, so I need to know their medication, their smoking history, like how much they smoke, that kind of thing, what they like, what they use to smoke, like whether it's cigarettes or whether it's roll-ups, that kind of thing. And after I've had that kind of like consultation with them, I can then gather what might be the best like route to take, so whether it be like tablets or whether it be like nicotine based products that we sell, but it varies between person, so it's very much on the person that I'm seeing at the time.
These clinics are open to everyone that wants help, as Emily speaks about her most memorable patient to date.
When a guy blew into the machine and it just read like it was crazy high, like I couldn't actually believe how high it was on the scale, but he was like from the counter to here, he was out of breath and he was only like 30. So obviously it was like he had really bad asthma and that kind of thing, and obviously it all was resting on his chest and he was really out of breath just from the counter to here, just because of how many smokes. And it was just, I can't even remember the reading, but it was the highest reading I've ever had.
If you're thinking about stopping this march, as I am, here's a few last little bits of advice.
I would say if they're thinking about quitting, maybe don't do it on their own. I think a lot of people sometimes think they can do it on their own, and that's where they struggle. But maybe if they just come and see somebody, so like a Phoenix advisor, if they just come into Boots where we've been trained in a certain programme, like just, I think just speaking to somebody about it, knowing that you've got someone there that you can like speak to.
That was Emily Toyne of the Phoenix Stop Smoking Service here in Lincolnshire. So why not give it a go this March? See if you can combat those cravings and finally quit smoking once and for all, so we can all live in a happier, healthier Lincolnshire.